וזהו ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרונו ויפגע במקום ויולן שם כבוע השמש ויקח מאב מהמקום ויוסמר השויסו וישקע במקום ההוא. It says that Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva, he came to Choron, and he davened there, and he went to sleep there because the sun had set, and he took from the stones over there and put it under his head, and he slept in that place. What was that place? The site where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built in the future. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Kisoid cholol haponui hu bechinas hamokoim shel kol hoi lomois. Because the secret of Cholol HaPonui represents the place of all worlds. Remember we said that when Hashem first wanted to create, originally there was only the infinite light of Hashem. There was no room for creation. In order to make room for creation, Hashem had to remove himself to a degree from a certain place and create what we call a vacuum in a sense. Vacated space, it was vacated from Hashem's presence to a degree, and that's where all the worlds and everything were developed. So that therefore, the Cholol HaPonui represents the place in which all the worlds were developed. Ki kol ikar hishavus Cholol HaPonui hu bishvil sheyi amokoim lebriyas olam kanal. Because the whole reason why Hashem had to make this vacant space was in order for there to be a place for creation. The Shom, בבחינת המקום, בבחינת חולל הפנוי, אי אפשר למצוא לקוסי הסבור הקים על ידי אמונה לבד, שבחינת תפילה. And we learned earlier that when one is dealing with the חולל הפנוי, there it's impossible to connect with Hashem other than through faith. Through knowledge, das is inapplicable over there. Hashem is too hidden over there to be able to understand his presence or see him. The only way to connect with Hashem in Cholol HaPonui is only through Emunah, which is synonymous with Tefillah. We've mentioned this many times. The Pasuk in Chumash, Vayihi Yodav Emunah, the Targum says, Prisan Bitzloi, his hands were outstretched in Tefillah. Vezehu, this is why it says, Vayifga Bamokoim, that when Yaakov Avinu came to that site, what did he do? He was Pogea there. And the Gemara says, Ein Pegia Ela Tefillah, Tefillah. The word pegiya means he davened there, he davened marav there. Hainu emuna kanal. This means he exercised his faith, he showed emuna. Veze hamokoim hoyabemes, mokoim abeis hamikdosh, mokoim kodesh hakadoshim, nekuda seven shesia, kama shom razal. That place where Yaakov Avinu was at that time was the place that was destined to be the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy of Holies, the place where the rock, the special rock from which the world was originally created from, that's where Yaakov Avinu was lying down to sleep there. Rak she'oz hoysa adayin ha-kedushon elemes. It's just that at that point in time, the Kedusha was still completely hidden. V'loy hoya shum otom yodea mimenu kim Yaakov ha-yidei choyzek emunosoy nizgal eloy soyd nekudazu shonukuda seven shesia ha-nelemes b'mokom o'ilom shonukuda se'emuna. It's only Yaakov Avinu, through his solid faith in Hashem, that he was zeicha to have revealed to him this place, which is the place of the Even Shesia, which is the most hidden place of the world, which is the center of Emuna. Shaydei nekuda zois zeichen lahamin v'leida shegam shom bebechinas chodol aponui ne'elam Hashem izborach kanal. Whereby it's from that nekuda that one is zeicha to believe and to realize that even in the Cholol HaPonui, Hashem is there. V'yakoiv kishebo l'shom v'ro'o sheshom i'ef shalamo idkim al yedei emunah. Therefore, when Yaakov Avinu came to that site, that holiest site of all, which at that point, its holiness was hidden, completely, completely hidden, Cholol HaPonui style. And when Yaakov Avinu saw that and realized that, he understood that it's impossible to do anything there at the time other than Emunah. That's the only thing you can exercise at that point in time. Al came therefore, Vayolen Shom. He went to sleep there. Kivo HaShemesh, because the sun had set. Vayishkav Bamokoy Mahu. So he laid himself down to sleep in that place. The Pasuk says he slept over there. And the Gemara learns out, there he slept. V'om Razal, the Gemara says in Megillah, Sheshom Shochav, there he slept. Avul Yud Dalid Shono Sheshimesh Bebei Sever Lo Yoshon. Whereas for 14 years prior to that, when he was learning in the yeshiva of Shem of Ever, he never slept one night. He never allowed himself to sleep. He stayed up. Ki hayo oisek batoyre. He used the nights for learning then and for saying Tehillim. So Rav Nosson Zal asks an unbelievable question here. V'lechoyre kosher, it seems to be super difficult. Im hayo menadeid sheino me'enov yudalad shono. If this Yaakov Avinu was such a superhero that he was able to refrain from sleeping for 14 years, Madua b'mokem hazeh daiko shochav lishon. Now he gets to the climax, he gets to the base, site of the Beis HaMikdash, and what does he do? There he packs it in. You know, he goes to sleep. Ridiculous. It would seem that if there was a time that Yaakov Avinu did not want to go to sleep, this was the most important moment to be awake. Why is he going to sleep here? Ach be'emes kol yudalet shono osak batoiro. However, Rav Nosson Zal explains, during the 14 years that Yaakov Avinu was learning there, he was learning Torah. Haynu shehoyso avoydosoy al pi sechel, which means his service of Hashem was with sechel, with das. Shezehu b'chinas esek haTorah kanal. That's the whole concept of learning. Avol kishepoga b'mokoim. But when he came to that ultimate place, v'hamokoim nimshach michol olaponui, that place which draws its origin from michol olaponui, shehu shoyresh hamokoim kanal, which is the origin of all place, v'oz ro'o, and then Yaakov Avinu saw and realized, sheshom yefshar lamoid b'shum seichel kiyim be'emuna, that there it's impossible to make any kind of stand there with seichel. The only way to be able to make a stand there is with emuna. Al kein v'yolen shom v'yishka b'mokam ahu. Therefore he went to sleep there and he spent the night there. Kishom tzrichin rak bechinas sheino, because there you need sleep, shehu bechinas histalkus hamoyach, which symbolizes the removing of the brain, the soimchin rak al emuna levad, and changing gears into faith, only faith. Kibishas sheino hamoychin boim letoich emuna, because when a person is sleeping, the brain enters into the emuna bath. Kimavur b'divar abenazal b'mokam achar, as is explained in Likutei Moran in another chapter, b'bchinas chadoshim labikorim rapo emunasecho. As the pasuk says, we are refreshed in the morning through a heightening of emuna. The emuna is increased. During the night time, the brain is packed into ice, in a sense. That ice being emuna. It's play. B'bchinas, as the pasuk says, ve'emunascho baleilois. That faith in Hashem is what shines at night. That's what sustains us during the night. Vezehu vayolen shom kivo hashemesh. That's why it says that Yaakov Avinu went to sleep there because the sun had set. Shemesh hu asechel. The sun is the symbol of sechel. Kemavur b'mokam achar. B'likut Emran chelek alav siman alef. As Rabbi Nezal brings in chapter 1 of Likut Emran, the sun represents the brain of the person. Shero Yaakov Avinu saw sheshom nistalei kasechel, that in this special place, which is plugged into the cholol aponui, here the sechel leaves. Ve'yev shelohavin sham besechel b'shum oifen. It's impossible to connect with Hashem using sechel in that place whatsoever. Kiim be'emuna levad. The only connection one can make with Hashem over there is with emuna. Shehu bechinas laila, which corresponds to the concept of night, bechinas shena, sleep, histalkus hamoichin kanal. Vezehu vayikach me'avnei hamokoim vayosem rashoisov. This is why it says that Yaakov Avinu took from the stones that were in that place, and he placed them as a pillow under his head. Avnei heim bechinas kfirois vekushiois haboe mecholo laponui. Rav Nosson Zal explains now that the rocks here symbolize the questions, the difficult questions of philosophy, questions on Hashem that come to a person from this place, this Cholol Aponi place. Shehu Bechinas HaTzimtzum, which represents the constriction, Shemishom Iker Kavdus Halev. That's where the main heaviness of heart comes from. We talk about a person walking around with a heavy heart, they're full of doubts, they're not sure at all. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki ani hichbadeti es liboy v'slev avodov. Hashem says, I have hardened Paro's heart and the heart of his servants. Hanemar b'paroi. This is what's written about paroi, shehu b'chinas cholol aponui. The term paroi symbolizes this cholol aponui, kemavur b'hatoira boyel paroi anal, as is explained in this chapter of Likut Imran that this halach is based on. The word paroi in Hebrew means batolo, nothingness. Because we find that paroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Kohen, alom al tafriu esom azeh. Don't make these Jews unemployed. Don't put them on the unemployment lines. I'm giving them work to do. What are you complaining about? So we know that the term lahafriya means to block somebody from doing something, to make somebody idle. And that term idleness is synonymous with that cholol aponui, which is avoid. Chol aponui means avoid, an empty place, like a person who's empty from work, that kind of concept. So the term paroi is used over there in that chapter in the Likut Imran. Rabbi Nezal explains paroi is the symbol of the cholol aponui. So here, and Hashem says about paroi, I have hardened his heart. Because when a person finds himself in that place of cholol aponui, there's very difficult questions, because the presence of Hashem seems to be so much absent that a person finds himself filled with tremendous questions. The kavdu slave, he bechinas slave hoeven. And when we talk about a heavy heart, the terminology that's used in the Torah for that is stone-hearted, a heart of stone. Bechinas koived hoeven, as the pasuk says, the heaviness of a rock. Hainu, this is what's meant when it says she Yaakov lokach uavonim. Yaakov Avinu took those rocks, shehim bechinas kavdu slave. This represents the heavy-heartedness which comes through those difficult questions, those perplexing questions from the cholol aponui. V'som kulam mirashoisov. He put them all underneath his head. Vayishka b'mokamahu, and he went to sleep over there. Shehu nekudas even shesir. That was the place of the ultimate rock. The rock from which Hashem created the whole world. Sheshom nichlalu kol ho'avonim bo'heven shesir. That's where all the rocks merged together and became one with that original rock from which Hashem created the world. Shehu bechinas emuna kanal, which we said before represents faith, is the symbol of faith. Hainu, this means shelokach kol ha'chakiroi saboi mishom ichol aponui. Yaakov Avinu took all of these perplexing questions that come from this cholol aponi place, shehem bechinas avnei negev. They represent the kind of stones that stuff up a person's heart, that really make problems for a person. Vehichnis kulam letoich emuna kedei levatlam shom. And Yaakov Avinu brought them all into the emuna in order to dissolve them there, to nullify them there. Because we learned earlier that the kind of questions that come from cholol aponui, those questions you can't address with logic or reason at all. The only answer for them is emuna. V'alkein, that's why Yaakov Avinu went to sleep there, showing his emuna. V'alkein, kishehekitz Yaakov nishnosoi, and therefore when Yaakov Avinu woke up from his sleep, nodar nidroi, he made a vow to Hashem. What was his vow? The Iker Gemar Nidroi Hoyo, the main conclusion of his vow was, V'ho'even azoi sashesamti yi abesalikim, that this rock which I have placed here, I declare this as the house of Hashem. This will become the site for the house of Hashem. V'choil asher titen li aser asrin aloch. And Hashem, whatever you're going to give me, I will tithe it for you. I will separate miser from it. Shenodar litein tzedoko u'maiser, Yaakov Avinu made a vow that he's going to give charity. He's going to give Meiser, his 10%. Shehu mitzvah hanase b'mamoinoi. That's the ultimate mitzvah that's done with money. Ki ikar tikkun hu'emuna hu'al yidei hamamoin. Because we learned earlier that the main tikkun hu'emuna comes about through a person's money. Shenoisnin b'shvil Hashem yisborakanal. When a person uses their money for Hashem. V'alkein kibel al atzmoy oz mitzvah tzedoko daiko. That's why Yaakov Avinu accepted upon himself the mitzvah tzedoko. Ki ikar tikkun hu'emuna hu'al yidei tzedoko shemefazrim b'shvil Hashem yisborakanal. Because the main tikkun emuna is through the tzedakah, the money that a person spends for Hashem. Bebchinas ve'emuna ma'oi, as we emphasized earlier, that the emuna is reflected by the money. Therefore, at this sight of cholol aponui, this sight of the sight of the Beis Hamikdash, Yaakov Avinu made a vow to give money to Hashem. That the mitzvah of tzedakah he accepted upon himself over there. To show that in this place, when you're dealing with a cholo aponi situation, the only way to deal with it is emuna, super emuna. Emuna is represented by sleep, and emuna is represented by money. Both of those items represent emuna. And the concept of taking all of those rocks and crushing them together, rocks represent doubts against Hashem, which are like rocks on a person's heart. That's what it's called. He took all the rocks and crushed them together and united them with that Evan Shasiya, that rock from which Hashem created the whole world, which is at the base of Mikdash. That's why it's called the Dome of the Rock. They know that that's the site of that Evan Shasiya, which is from where Hashem created the whole world. And Yaakov Avinu took all of that and put it under his head, showing, I'm not going to think, not in his head, not that he's going to think about it. He put it under his head and he went to sleep, showing, the way I'm going to deal with these questions is with emuna only. And then when he woke up, he made a declaration of tzedakah, of meiser, to show that that's going to be the tikkun. It's by using my money for mitzvah, showing my emuna in Hashem, that's the main tikkun for this place called Cholol Aponui, these kind of places where the Kiddush of Hashem is super, super hidden. The Alkein Omer Hazal, this is why the Gemara says, Shkula mitzvah tzedakah kechola Torah kula, that the mitzvah of tzedakah is considered equal to all mitzvahs of the Torah combined. Ubechol mokim shenizkar mitzvah stam hu mitzvah tzedakah. And whenever the Torah uses the word mitzvah, and it doesn't define which mitzvah it's referring to, we're assuming that it's referring to tzedakah. Ki kol hamitzvois oindim alemuna kanal. Because we learned earlier that the foundation of all mitzvahs is emuna. We quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, "Kol mitzvosecho emuna." Ve'ikar hu emuna hu al yidei hamomoin shenoisnim b'shvil Hashem yisborach. And the main way that a person shows his emuna and declares his emuna is by the money that he gives for Hashem. Shezehu bechinas tzedakah. That's the concept of tzedakah. That's what it's all about. Ois tesayin. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Va'oz kishetikein hu'emuna," and then he's continuing to talk about Yaakov Avinu. We spoke about Yaakov Avinu when he came to the site of the Beis Hamikdash, and he went to sleep there. We said that that was related to making a tikkun for the cholol aponui, because he saw that the mokoim, when the Torah says he came to that place, that super super special place, the site of the Beis Hamikdash. That place was plugged into the original origin of all place, which is the Cholol Aponui. And he understood that over there you can't use logic or seichel. There you gotta activate the emuna more than anything. That was why he went to sleep there. Even though he had spent 14 years before not sleeping at all at night, here he came to this place, he realized that the only avoida to do here is emuna, which is synonymous with night, which is synonymous with sleeping. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'oz v'yisa Yaakov esraglov, then Yaakov Avinu picked up his feet, and what did he do? He went to the house of Lavan to seek out a wife. V'zocho likach isho yiras Hashem, and he was zocho to take religious wives, Shehem Rochel v'leya, Shehem Shoroshe ho'emuna. They represent the foundations of emuna. Ki emuna hi bechinas midas hamalchus. Emuna is synonymous with Malchus. We say it in the morning, Umalchusoi ve'emunosoi lo'ad kayomes. Shehu bechinas isha yiras Hashem kiyadua. The Malchus is symbolized by the woman, the holy woman. V'alkein shomar hatzoyim b'shvil zeh. And that's why also Yaakov Avinu watched the sheep for his wives. Ki shomoyer hu bechinas emuna kanal. Because we learned earlier that shomoyer is also a concept of nukva, Malchus. The opposite of zohar, zohar v'shomar. Zohar was zohar, shomar was nukva. So we see that Yaakov Avinu did shmira for a wife. He watched the sheep for a wife. Ki ikar hashmira hu rak al yidei emuna. Because we learned before that the main concept of watching over something is only dependent on faith in Hashem. Bibchinas im Hashem lo yishmoir shov shakat shemer. As the pasuk says, if Hashem doesn't watch, you can do all the watching you want, it won't help you. So we see that shmira is tied into emuna, and emuna is the concept of the woman. Women, Rabbeinu Zal said, if a person wants to learn pure faith, go to the women. They're the ones who have the easiest. By nature, they're closest to Emuna, Malchus, that concept. It's for this reason also that Lavan did not want that Yaakov Avinu should watch his sheep for free. As it says in the Pasuk, Hachi ochiato vavadatani chinam? Are you one of my brothers that you should work for me for free? Hagidoli ma maskurtech. Tell me what salary you want and I'll give it to you. Ki yoda shehashmiro mikol hahezekois hu daiko bischar, because Lavan knew that to guard things from damage is only through money. Sheoz chal olov hashmira afilu michol laponui, because when a person accepts money for doing guard duty, then he assumes the responsibility even to guard that item from the types of klipos and harm that come from chol laponui. Shemishom hamomoin, because that's where money originates from. Money comes from the same place as the chol aponui, as Rav Nosson Zal explained earlier. So when a guard, when a watchman accepts money for watching, that's when he takes on full responsibility, much, much more than if he's not accepting money. V'yakov avinu b'chol yemei hashmiro himshich ho'emuna bo'ilam. Yaakov Avinu, throughout this period of time that he was doing this guard duty, he was bringing emuna into the world. Shehu bechinas shomer. Emuna is synonymous with the concept of shomer, malchus. V'alkein isa, that's why it's brought in the Medrash, she'osak oz b'sefer tehillim. That what was Yaakov Avinu doing those nights when he was guarding those sheep? He was reading sefer tehillim. Ki tehillim hu tfilois v'shirois v'tishbochois, shehu bechinas emuna. Because tehillim is tfila and songs and praises to Hashem, which is the epitome of emuna. V'alkein yosad Dovid HaMelech olav Hashem sefer tehillim. Rav Nosson Zal says this is also why Dovid HaMelech was the one to be the founder of the sefer tehillim. Ki Dovid hu bechinas emuna kanal. Dovid is malchus, malchus is emuna. And emuna is tefillah. Tehillim is the ultimate in tefillah. Therefore, it came from Dovid HaMelech.
The obvious question is that the Tehillim that we have is written after the times of Yaakov Avinu. So which sefer Tehillim was he reading?
You hear the question? The answer is that the Avos HaKadoshim, the Torah, was also given first years later. How do we know? How do we say that Avraham Avinu kept the laws of Erev Tchumen and things like that? The answer is there were private individuals that knew it. It wasn't revealed to the public. It wasn't given to a nation until Matan Torah, or the Sefer Tehillim also. But in terms of private individuals knowing it, Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbos was said by Odom Rishon. Odom Rishon was the one who said that tefillah. And so too, Yaakov Avinu knew the Shir HaMalos, as it says, and other parts of Tehillim for sure.
So not all of it, but like either the Song of the Sea,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. V'alkein motzo Dovid mekoim nekuda so'even shesia. This is why Dovid HaMelech was the one who discovered the place of the Evan Shesia, the rock on which the world was founded, where the Beis Hamikdash was. Shehu nekuda so'emuna kanal. That's the symbol of the central focal point of faith in Hashem. That rock that he wanted to put his head down on, where there were 12 rocks and they all came into one, That unified rock represents the seven Shasiyah. V'alkein zocho ya'oz Yaakov la'shirus godoil. And this is why we find that Yaakov Avinu was zocho to tremendous wealth at that time. Kiko ho'ashirus nimshach mishom mebchinas cholol aponoi. Because we said earlier that money comes from the cholol aponoi. Shehu bechinas ha'tzimtzum shemishom kol hamomen kanal. That the cholol aponoi represents a place of tzimtzum, which is also the origin of money, because we said money, there's a pasuk mitzofoin zohov yuaso, money comes from the north, and there's a pasuk mitzofoin tiposa choro, all evil begins from the north, meaning the concept of tzimtzum, klipos, all of those things, all come from that same source. So therefore, when Yaakov Avinu plugged in to that spot, that site of the Beis HaMikdash, which was connected to this cholol aponoi, that's when he was zeichet to this ashirus. Umi she'ein lo yemuna chas v'shalom, whereas a Jew who is lacking in emuna, v'nichnas b'chakiroi saboy misham, and enters into the philosophical questions that come from the cholol aponoi, olov nemar, about that Jew is written, ma'oras Hashem bebeis rosho, that the curse of Hashem is in the house of a rosho. He doesn't get the wealth, he gets the opposite of wealth. Ki kol memoinoi v'chafotzov kulam reikim v'chaserim itoi. Because what happens is, that person's money and possessions are void of good. Ki ein toi v'el Hashem yizborach. Because good is Hashem. There's a pasuk, toiv Hashem lakol. U'me'achar she'ein ma'amin b'Hashem yizborach ha'nistar b'chol laponui. And once this Jew does not believe in Hashem that's found in the Chol Aponoi, bebechinas hamomo in habo misham, meaning he doesn't believe in Hashem related to money, which comes from the Chol Aponoi, al kein shoyre boi klol rachmo etzlam. That Jew has a curse hanging over him. Avol hatzadik, shemamin b'Hashem yizborach, shegam b'Chol Aponoi nimtza Hashem yizborach, whereas the tzadik who believes in Hashem, and who believes that even in the cholol aponui is found the presence of Hashem. Ubemokoim shehashem yizborach shom hu shom kol habrochos vahashbois. And wherever Hashem is to be found, that's where all blessing and shefa is to be found. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, birchas Hashem hi ta'ashir. The blessing of Hashem gives wealth. So if Hashem is there, there's wealth there. That's why the tzaddikim can be zeichet to this ashirus of kedusha. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu, through his powerful faith, Shegilo Ozkanal, which he displayed at that point, where he called out Hashem. Remember, as soon as he woke up, he said, "Ma noir amokam azeh, ein zeh kim beis elokim." This is a house of Hashem. He was able to find the Hashem even in the Chol Aponim. Ubitel hakfiroi saboy michol aponim al yedei emuna. He destroyed the atheism that comes from Chol Aponoi with his emuna. He shot down all of those questions with emuna. Al kein zocho la'shirus godol. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu was zochet to tremendous wealth. V'zehu bechinas akudim, nekudim, ubrudim. This is why it says that he saw a vision where he saw these striped and speckled and other things. Shehem bechinas klolius ho'ilamois hamizgalim betoich chachol laponui kemavura beitz chayim. That terminology, akudim, nekudim, and brudim, the Arizal says, refers to the worlds that were created within the chol laponui. When Hashem created this world that we're in, the oilam asiyah, there was a whole hishtalshalus. It didn't start from this. It started from a higher level, and it came down, down, down to the level of the world that we have today. The terminology that's used regarding the vision that Yaakov Avinu saw then, when he described to Lavan about how they split up the sheep, they made a deal that the regular sheep go to Lavan, all the strange sheep with stripes and speckles and, you know, stars, that those go to Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu said he saw a vision in which he saw these things. This vision was alluding to the all the worlds which were created from within this Cholol Aponoi. Kemavura Be'etz Chaim, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Ki Yaakov Tikein Oz Bechinas Cholol Aponoi Kanal. Because Yaakov Avinu, when he slept at that site of the Beis HaMikdosh, he was making the Tikun for the Cholol Aponoi. Vaideze Zochasham Lehizgalus Tikun Kol Hoilamois. Therefore he was Zocha at that sight to have revealed to him the tikkun of all the worlds, Shekulim Bebechinas Akudim Nikudim Obrudim, which are summarized by these three terms, Akudim, Nikudim, and Brudim. And within the writings of the Arizal, he has whole sections where he explains what this means, what Akudim means, what these are deep Kabbalah type items that he explains there. But even though he had been learning for 14 years straight, and you would say that a person that's learning and never didn't go to sleep at night, stayed up learning, a person like that, usually, there's no such thing as faith having any place in their lives. Everything is based on intellect and rationale and reason. Yaakov Avinu shows up at the site of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the center of Das for the world, the command center of the whole world. The Gemara says, "Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya, kilo nivna Beis HaMikdash v'yomo." That whoever has Das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were built in his time, because the Beis HaMikdash is a center of Das. However, at that point in time, when Yaakov Avinu came there, it was total emptiness, the epitome of emptiness. And despite that, he said, "Ma noira hamokim azeh, ein zeh kim be." He went to sleep, he closed his eyes, and he said, "I believe 1,000,000,000% that Hashem is here." And that's why he was zocher to see that spectacular dream with the angels, and he was zocher to see this akudim, nekudim, and brudim, and he was zocher to discover the site of the Beis HaMikdash because of the emunah. V'alkein ho'isho niknis bekesef. This is why the Mishnah says in Kiddushin that when a person wants to acquire a woman, you acquire her with money. Ki ho'isho yiras Hashem hi bechinas emuna. Because the woman is the symbol of emuna. Shekinyono alidei kesef daiko. And the way a person acquires emuna is money, spending full price on the mitzvah, especially the mitzvah of tzedakah, as Rav Nosson Zal mentioned in paragraph Tezvah. Daiko, b'chinas ve'emuna ma'oid kanal. As Rabbeinu Zal brings in that chapter in Likutei Moran, that the emuna is reflected through the ma'oid, through the money of the person. V'zehu shomra zal shom. This is why the Gemara says in Kiddushin, how do we know this? How do we know that when you want to acquire a woman, you have to do it with money? The Gemara says, the gomar kicho kicho mizdei Ephraim. We learn out egzera shovo. It says the word ki yikach ish isha, if a man will take a woman. And when Avraham Avinu bought the Moras HaMachpelah from Ephron, it also uses the term vayikach Ephron, or vayikach Avraham. So the Gemara learns that just like by Ephron over there, the word kicha means with money, he took it, he acquired it with money. So too, when a Jewish man wants to acquire a woman, he does it with money, a ring, either money or something that's worth money. Kigam Sde Ephraim Shekona Avraham Bekesef Mole Daiko Hu Gam Kein Bechina Zu. Because as we explained earlier, the Moras HaMachpelah, which Avraham Avinu bought from Ephraim, was the same concept. Ki Yevsher Liknois Hakedusha Shehu Ho Emuna Kima Idea Kesef Kanal. Because it's impossible to acquire Kedusha, which is synonymous with Emuna, without money. Keep in mind, that place, the Moras HaMachpelah, was similar to the Beis HaMikdash. It was a super holy site. However, at that time, it was void of Kedusha. It was empty. It was like Chol Aponoi. And Avraham Avinu understood that the tikkun that has to be made there is with money, with dollars. That by paying to buy that site, that would be the Emunah. That's the manifestation of Emunah with which you make a tikkun for the Chol Aponoi. Anytime you're dealing with a spot that has super, super high Kedusha, but it's super, super hidden, that's this concept of Chol HaPonui, where the only way you can make a tikkun there is with Emuna. And money is synonymous with Emuna.
We have the tzaddik to pray for us, that's why we should give him some money.
It could be compared to it to a degree, because of something that's lacking. A person feels a lack of a sechel, or a lack of whatever it is, a lack of money. When we say that something is lacking, or good is lacking, a person is lacking certain good, it implies as if Hashem is not there. Because Hashem is good. To the extent that Hashem is with me, I have everything I need. To the extent that I don't have everything I need, it implies that I'm lacking Hashem in certain areas. That's a bechin of Chol HaPonui in a sense. where the tikkun is emunah, the tikkun is maniyah. I think it could be compared to that. When a person feels that Hashem is not with him, or that Hashem is not in a certain place, then very often, in other words, to a very large extent, the only way he can find Hashem in that place is by exercising the emunah first. If that place is bechinas cholov apon, if that place is bechinas shvira sakelim, meaning that Hashem is there, and it's obvious, it's just not obvious to you, then you got to learn to bring out the Hashem there. But if a person goes into a place where it's really a place where Hashem is hidden completely, there they have to exercise the emunah. We have a perfect example of this by Esther, Queen Esther, when she wanted to come before Ahasuerus, and she had to pass through that room of idols, and she felt the Shekhinah, the Ruach HaKodesh leaving her. And it says she cried out, Keili, Keili, Loma Azavtoni, Hashem, Hashem, why are you leaving me? By her saying, Hashem, Hashem, what? She was acknowledging that Hashem is there. If she thought Hashem weren't there, then it would be senseless to cry out to him. Her saying Hashem, Hashem was a declaration of faith. And that's what brought her ruach, that she was saying, even in this room of Avodah Zarah, I believe by Emunah Shleimah that Hashem is here, Hashem is everywhere. And that's how she was able again to bring out this Kiddusha within the Chol Aponim. That's how she was able to save the whole situation there.
So how do you attack those
Emunah?
You have to be mataka and willing to give money.
One of the ways of doing it is with money. Because we said the emunah ma'oi. The Zohar HaKadosh says when a person spends money on a mitzvah, that's when the mitzvah has emunah. Now Rav Nosson Zal says the yesh oid be'inyin ze dvorim harbe. There's a lot of other things related to this. Implying there's a lot of incidents in the Torah that could be plugged into this, that could be understood based on this explanation. V'yalkein Omar Lovon Liyakov Ve'eshlochacho Besimcho Uveshirim B'toif. We remember when Yaakov Avinu snuck away from Lavan, and then Lavan went chasing after him for 3 days till he caught up with him, and Hashem revealed himself to Lavan and said, don't you dare say one word, bad or good, to him, otherwise you've had it. And then Lavan said to him, what do you run away for like a bandit? If you would have told me you were leaving, I would have sent you away with music and with drums, but simcha, with happiness, shirim, songs, b'toif, and with drums. The only instrument mentioned. Ki Lavan hu arami hu bechinas chol aponui. Because Lavan is the symbol of chol aponui, which represents the place that's most void of kedusha, of Hashem. V'alkein bikesh lakoyres hakoil. That's why the Torah says about him that he was worse than Paroi. Paroi just wanted to get rid of the Jewish boys. Lavan wanted complete wipeout. Because Lavan represents the Chol Aponi, which is complete wipeout. Where Kaviyochol, it's the place that Hashem is most absent from. Kialidei ha-kfirois, ha-nimshochem ishom, ne-korin le-gamri chas v'sholam ishan oifel ishom. Because through the type of atheism and philosophy that's found in Chol Aponi, those that associate with that become totally uprooted from Klal Yisrael. Bevechina says, the Pasuk says, Kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun. Those that enter into that will not return. It's like that big black hole where nobody comes back from it like. The Isa Shom Bahatoira Hanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go off for a moment to discuss a part of that chapter in Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, which he didn't touch on yet. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains that each and every chokhmah has a song related to it. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Zamru maskil, that each type of sechel has its own zemer, meaning all the chokhmahs of Kedusha have their own song that's associated with them, and the chokhmahs of Tumah, the bad chokhmahs also. That's why the Gemara says about Acher, that when Acher became an apikoiris, Acher, who was originally the rabbi of Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says that the rabbis noticed two things about him. They noticed that he was walking once and he dropped some books, and they noticed that he had books of Greek philosophy. That was one thing it says. And the Gemara says in another place, they noticed that Zemer Yevoni loy posak mipome, he was singing Greek songs. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Kutamaran, puts the two together, that each chokhmah has a song related to it. And even the cholol apon, V'isa shom ba'toyra. Now it's brought in this chapter Nikutiman, Torah Samach Dalid, shal yidei hanigun shel atzadik ho'emes yoytze misham. That the tzadik ho'emes, the ultimate tzadik, knows a song that can take those Jews who have fallen into the cholo aponoi and take them out of there. Ki yesh nigun shel apikursus ukfirois, because there are specific tunes or songs that are associated with atheism or philosophy. Ve yesh nigun digdusha hanimshach mebechinas roish amona. And there is also a certain type of super, super holy song that comes from the highest, highest levels of faith. Rabbi Nezal there quotes a pasuk, Tovoi Toshuri Meiroi Shamono, that there's a type of sheer song that's associated with Roi Shamono, with the highest height of faith. And the tzaddik, who is solid in faith, the tzaddik b'munoso yichye, the tzaddik wemes, he knows that song, and he uses that song to take those Jews that have fallen into the philosophy of Chol Aponui, to take them out of there. V'alkein hizkir lovon liyakov v'eshlochacho b'simcha u'b'shirin b'toif. That's why Lovon said to Yaakov, if you would have told me you were leaving, I would have prepared a party for you with songs and music. B'shirim daiko. He was emphasizing the singing. Ki yefsher lotzeis mishom kiim al yidei shirim v'nigunim hanemshochem meiroi shamono. Because the only way that one leaves Lavan, the only way that one leaves the Cholol Aponoi, a Jew who fell into there, is with songs that come from the highest place of Emuna. Bibchinas tovoi toshuri meiroi shamono kanal. You will come. We said kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun. Those that come into that big black hole never get out. Here it says tovoi. You will get out. Toshuri meiroi shamono. Through the song that comes from the highest emuna. V'alkein nigla Hashem yisporach l'lovon. That's why Hashem revealed himself to Lovon, v'amarla, and said to him, Hi shomer lecho midaber im Yaakov mitoiv adro. Watch what you say to my buddy Yaakov Avinu, whether it's good or bad, watch it. Ki shom bebechinas chol al aponui tzrichim shtiko daiko. Because when you're in that chol al aponui place, it requires silence. Bechinas shtoik kachol b'machshavo kimavur shom ba'toiranal. Rabbein Azal in this chapter in the Kutamaran goes into that also, that there's a certain place where silence is the only answer. You can't, if you try to answer the questions there with words, you'll never crawl out of it. It's like a bottomless pit. The only solution is silence. Vo'oid l'loikai milin. And Rav Nosson says, I still have what to say about it. There's still more to be said about this. Sim libcho ledvorim ho'ele hanemorim b'divar Rabbein Azal b'toiranal b'likut erishin shesim et samadalit. Study carefully Rabbein Azal's words in chapter 64 in Likut Emran, which this halacha is based on, u'bidvoreinu ele, and study this halacha in Likut Halachas, this whole chapter well, v'tovin niflois tomim deim, and you'll understand spectacular things. You'll understand unbelievable deep things. Zehu.